Chinuch brings down on the mitzvah from Sfira Sa'ima, even that all of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gzeiras Melech, all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gzeiras Melech. But we have timing, Moshe Pesach, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tfilin Leman Tiyah Teres Hashem Beficho, Tzitzis Leman Tizkiru, Chiyas HaMolek, Shabbos, Zerich Lemaisi Bereishis, Sfira Sa'omer, even at it's a mitzvah, Gzeras Melech, but yesh bo tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Nare Benafsheinu, that we're waiting for the Yom HaGodlu for Kabbalah Satere. The Ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim was Tavdunas Elohim al Ahar Hazeh. This is the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, Medav Wissen, Chaschino says, L'shein is ke'eved ishaf oir, like a person is counting, wants to get out of jail, he counts the day that I left, the day that passed. The Zel Bezach here, a person counts till the Kabbalah Satayr. Medav Wissen, before we start to speak about the Achon of the Kabbalah Satayr, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we went out of Mitzrayim, and the plan was another 50 days we're getting the Torah. So we counted. How is benafsheinu? How important for us is the Kabbalah Satayr? But why we count now? I think then they didn't really count Sfira Sa'ima because the mitzvah Sfira Sa'ima wasn't Kabbalah Satayr. Yeah. So when the first time they didn't count Sfira Sa'ima, maybe they were hoping, they were wishing that Kabbalah Satayr will come. So why we count, there's no zeicher that they counted then, because then they didn't count. But they wanted them. So it was no mitzvah Sfira Sa'imer that started then. So, but the mitzvah is for us. Leharis benafsheinu. So for sure, shteidu v'shteid in Sforim, Shuvas HaRashbo, Ale Musa bring down. But in every Yom Tov, in every Chag that comes back, the Oiros were what we had then come back, the Shefa that we had then comes back, and while the Shefa that we had then comes back, so in Shavuos Be'ezus Hashem, Kup Nochamol, the Oir Godlu from Kabbalah Satayr. So this is Pashat. That's not enough to read stuff. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah, 50 days, to count Sfira Sa'ina, Leharois Benafsheinu, how much we're waiting, we're wishing, we're hoping, we're waiting for Kabbalah Satayr. Leharois Benafsheinu. Zog Alemol, it's a double pashut. Ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu v'hem ne'ege yomom v'layla. Our tafkid, everyone's tafkid, double bifrat, neteire, the tafkid is Kabbalah Satayr. This is the tafkid. Kabbalah Satayr. This is the tafkid of every yid, Kabbalah Satayr. Oy malchus shamayim, Kabbalah Satayr. Lilmoidu lelamel, lishmoya, lishmo velasois, in bechukoy seitaleichu, shetiyo amelim bateire, כי הם חיינו וערך יומנו והם נגע יוימום ולילה. This is the tachlis. And this is what all of us want to do. The stipler writes down once to a bocher that has it hard. He tells him that when a person davens l'moshel to have a lot of money, he doesn't know if Hashem will listen or not. Maybe it's not good for him. Maybe he doesn't deserve to have a lot of money. Diamonds, he wants all different things. Everyone wants a shit. Everyone wants his different zach. Other he deserves, other he doesn't deserve. Wants kids. Other he deserves, other he doesn't deserve. When a person opens in his mouth and he says, Ribbono shel olam, ichvir le'olam teire, is it sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say no? Avadonish. It's keil rachu v'chanu. He loves us. We finished Abba v'basa and I got it as and the Perikrishin, the Gemara says, Lord, Naf Iyoiv, Iyoiv Besaor, the Gemara says, what was Yiriv Titus, explains, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that the Yoel, when she has this very small stomach, when she wants to give birth, the baby can't come out. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a special snake, and it bites, and it opens, and the baby can come out. And if the snake will bite a minute before, a minute after it, the animal will die. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yiriv, so I know exactly when to send the snake. So you think I have mistakes? You think what I'm doing is not exactly? The Gemara tells Yiriv Aiter, is an animal that doesn't want to have kids. So when she has kids, she stands at the top of the head of a mountain, and she has the baby, and I send a nesher that flies through it, and the baby falls on him, and he puts him down. And that's it, the Gemara. If you don't believe in the Gemara, then because. Of Baruch Hashem, we're not a because. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Yiriv, Ben rega le rega lo mischalef li. Ben Yiriv lo oyev mischalef li. And what happened to Yiriv? Chashrek lechazach. I'm just looking at the Gemara ben Azman. The Gemara zogt. Yiriv had oylo mum loyo. Everything he had. The Gemara says, Yitim rea Kodesh Baruch Hu le Yiriv me'ein olam habe. What is me'ein olam habe? His cows were planting, he was planting, you know, and they were flying the ground. And the other side, the other animals really ate ready. This is the way it grew so quick by ear. And one day, Moses says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came up to Pamal Yishel Malo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, lo yiro isi ke Avrom. I didn't see no one in this world like Avrom. Someone, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's such a title on a person, Loi Roisi, you know, Alevai one time he said on us, Loi Roisi ke Avdi ki Yiriv. Nishkin has to come from a friend, Nishkin from a rabbi, Nishkin from a ganze dom, from the Ribbono Shel Olam that tells everyone, Loi Roisi ke Avdi ki Yiriv. Loi Roisi ke Avdi ki Yiriv. And the Satan tells him, you know, touch him. You'll see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Satan, okay, take everything away from him. And he had 7 kids or 12 kids, boys, girls, Gemara says. So the best in the whole world, and they were sitting in the house, and the house fell on them, and everyone died. And then fire came and ate everything what he had, and all of his boats, and he was left. The Gemara says, Orum yotzosi mi beten imi v'orum oshu. I'm left with nothing. Yehi shem Hashem levayuch. The devil comes up to the Shemaim, like Rosh Baruch Hu tells the Sod, no, you see Yev. Look, no one like Yiriv. So the Sultan, Yiriv is garbage. You know, start to make Yisurim, Lamazan. And the Gemara says, Yiriv starts to get Yisurim, She'en kedugmasa. The Gemara says, Koshe tzaru yishel Sultan, Yisur mitzaru yishel Yiriv. Why? The Gemara says, Moshe ma'adobo doyme, you tell someone, break a barrel full of it wine, but don't take the wine to spill out. It's not shaykh. The Sultan had to give the most Yisurim in the world that he could give Yiriv, but not to die. And the Moses says, Koshe tzaru yishel Sotn Yisrael. And the Gemara says, V'afiru ochi l'chot l'yiv. And Yiriv, Moses Hashem, maybe Yiriv said something. Now I'm asking you a question. Yiriv thinks to himself, I'm a tzaddik. He's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's a tzaddik. I mean, there's nothing wrong by Yiriv. Nothing. I'm asking, not even one thing wrong by Yiriv. V'oraya, Hashem told us something. If something would be wrong, Yisrael would say, Hatzachayim, yesterday he did not have the Kavanah. Yilu Shmonesra, he looked at the side. Never happened. But the Sultan didn't have one Aveira to say about Yiriv. So Yiriv turns up to the Shemayim and says, Hatzachayim, I think you had a mistake. You think my name is Oyev, my name is Yiriv. And he's right. He's Mefashvish B'maisov, it's nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yiriv, Ben, if you think I don't know what I'm doing, I know exactly what I'm doing. You have to be mekabel ba'ahav. This is the midas adin. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keil mo l'rachmi. And he wants us to learn. And as nothing happened other than a mistake. So why doesn't give us sometimes siyata d'shmaya? Why it goes so hard? So hard. Someone told me, I don't know, I never went to college or to these bad places, yeah? But someone told me that the lachatz, people wanted, they were very pressured to be good, to do the tests. Everyone wants to pass the test to get to become the best guy. But the slacha that you have in Yeshiva, in Chilas Hazman, or in Chavrus Hashaf, and all these slacha, it doesn't happen there. Hey, you pass the test, or you pass it, or you don't pass it. Yeah, it doesn't us. That's the ganze zach, yeah? All of this, what we pass, that you try to understand and it doesn't go. Yeah, you don't understand. You hire someone like a zatura, they teach you for the test. So it's a great life, yeah? But what's the pshat in there? And that's the Chofetz Chaim, and the type of time is, in this thing, when you turn over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to be the easiest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say yes. The Teretz is, Torah is nikne be'omar. Torah is not like a different Chachma. Torah is nikne be'omar. And you can't skip, even if you're smart. And even if you know how to do it, maybe you could cheat the world, maybe you could cheat the hell. You don't become a real Talmid Chacham. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He decides, and he decides, and he decides. And this is Talmud Torah. Why I'm saying this, I could do it. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, there's a mahalach how to be Koyneh Torah. Every year, 50 days, you have to prepare yourself, and then it'll be a Kabbalah Sotei. And the guy says, you know, this I will skip. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not into Musa, I can't, you know. Maybe get, Achmein, Achkem, Rekem, Chegas, Yisitzu, you know. I'm saying that, I'm really good, you know. I can't put myself now in a whole matzav of getting ready for Achalat Kabbalah Sotei. I'm really good. So maybe also, maybe can I take this person that counts for you also, man. What is the whole purpose of Sfirah? I'm saying, I'm saying, But Hashem made a mitzvah every night to count Sfirah, to prepare yourself to achal le kabbalah sotei. The person says, listen, I understand. No, I don't mind, but why this person, a Leila Seder, made a Leila Seder more from five Pesach Matzah more and finish? Mitzrayim, you know, he tries to find what to say. He wants his Seder to finish late, yeah? That's what he's trying, yeah? He feels like, let us say that, you know, but he'll finish in 2 minutes. Yeah? His parents go to the hotel, he gets very upset. He wants to have a real Seder. But because this is fear. That's the Kabbalah Sater. And a person has to know, a person that is Zoycha Lekabbalah Sater has a kinyan in Torah. A person that is not Zoycha Lekabbalah Sater doesn't have a kinyan in Torah. There's no way to skip it. There's no way to go behind it. A person wants to be zeich in Kabbalah Sateira, he has to be koyneh de Torah. And that's a big insight. The way to be koyneh de Torah, how a person is koyneh de Torah. I said a bit, I mentioned a bit this year. The difference of koyneh Torah and not koyneh Torah is when a person owns a house, he goes away for vacation, he goes away for a year, he comes up home, he opens the keys, he's in his house. But when you don't own the house, you come to a new place, you have to start. But if it's your own house, you come back, it's yours. The difference of kinyan and Torah and not kinyan and Torah is when a person is koyneh de Torah, it belongs to him. Now I want to be masbir a little bit more. Before we go out, after masbir bitzikum to the kinyan. We had G'dayli Yisrael. Amiroim, Tanoim. Moses says a Maisa and one of the Amiroim, and he forgot the Masechta. So he went to his Talmud to remind him the Masechta. Frag the Gemara, so let him to call the Talmud over to him. That was the Rebbe. So the Gemara, Hocha Mistayim Bin Sitfei. Namiroi, you know Masechta is like this. Hochem Mistayim Bin Sitfei. The Gemara says that one of the Amiroim, Gemara says he didn't want to go to Mokum Torah. Kids are the Gemara says the whole Maisa, Bishvil Kismin. He came to the place and he started to read Acheresh Hoyo Libo. He forgot everything what he learned. They made him to become a rav, and you know, he said that he left Makom Torah and he went to Ander Makom, and they gave him to read, and he couldn't read nothing. He had a shtickle, he had a shtickle guy, the Adigmore calls it. You know, he was sitting atop there, and he called a cheresh on your libo. He knew kol ha-Torah kula. And he had that this shtickle guy, the Adigmore calls it, that Gnoshon Adigmore, and he forgot. Take these big professors today, yeah, they know a lot of all different science. Mumchim. Full with Gaile, Schmechtach with Gaile. So why they don't forget? Why they don't forget? The Gemara says, HaToif Einecho Boi Ve'enem Divre Toiro Nikrim Tarpis Be'yem Tzor. The Gemara says, Tarpis, why Divre Toiro Nikrim Tarpis? Shenemar HaToif Einecho Boi Ve'enem. You start the Chazer a second, you forget it. Ve'enem. The person learned maths. Big mumch at the maths. He did it for 2 years. He forgets it. No. And Teira steht, Atoif einecho boi ve'einenu. Bach of Friday, takes a vacation. Sunday comes back, I'm all it. Sometimes when he remembers Yediyas, he's gone. He's not going to Teira. Maybe this is the maths of the Teira, yeah? Sometimes Teira also has maths, yeah? I mean, it's also a kind of text. Yeah, so they have also, you know, by the Goyim, we have Talmudic professors, yeah? But that's the like Gora could be. I mean, don't say that you forget that level, yeah? But that's his goal, yeah? That's like, you can tell you. That's it's a Madrigi Chitzonis. What's the pshat? And tell you, Atoif Einecho Boi Ve'enenu. The guy goes to sleep by night. And he sleeps for 2 hours, he thinks I'm his house in America. Atoif Einecho Boi Ve'enenu. Everyone in his Madrigi. Everyone is madrig. See a person likes to learn to be mean after an hour? Kilo is a guy sometimes. You see a person mamish kedusha in his face? And you know, you ask him, he did something bad. No? Oh, well, he read a book. There's a room at the left of the room. Hatoif enecho boi ve'enenu. Why I'm saying this? To come yet to the madrig and understand what is hatoif enecho boi ve'enenu. But I want before that, try the miyasa of this. The kinyonim from Teire go on a different mahalach. The kinyonim of Teire have a different mahalach. It's not enough that you're sitting and learning. It's a mahalach. Vi lernen Teire. Vi wachsen in Teire. And you can see it. You can see people that you know. They studied a lot of Torah, different kind of yeshivas, maybe, yeah? They studied a lot of Torah. And maybe if you ask them, you know, an every test, they took out 100 there, yeah? Maybe they didn't give 10, so they should be gave us nothing. But they don't become Tamei Chachamim. Maybe in their place, they think that they're Tamei Chachamim. They're not Tamei Chachamim. Why? They know a lot. People could know maths also. So, Sinishkin Torah. Teire is a Zach that the Gemara says, the Hochem Mistaye Mirsa Tvei. If I will go to my Talmud because I feel I forgot the Teire, I have to be Teireach. I have to walk over to the Klaat, to the Shaf, to take out the Sefer, I will understand the Rambam better. And Matz in Ishtu Azaz Zach is the difference if you go to the closet to bring the book or someone brings over the book to you. And Teire Nez, it's Azaz Zach. Yeshua cleans the Bismedrash, he becomes the next Magnig of Klaat Yisrael. By then he will become the schlepper of Klal Yisrael. He was cleaning the floors. He started the safsalim. This was his job. The Mele. What is the Pe'al Yetzer? Pe'al Yetzer is that a person has to know that Talmud Torah is not only that we have to learn day and night. It's not only that we have to be Omer B'Torah day and night. The Talmud Torah is we have to be koine the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And if we be koine the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we'll become Talmidei Chachamim. We'll become Gdeli Yisrael. And this Kinyan of Torah, and this Amala Shel Torah, again, Yev had big Nisyonos. And Hashem a lot of time gives a person Nisyonos. He looks, and he sees his friend. And it looks to him that he learns an hour in the morning, and an hour in the afternoon, an hour by night. And he doesn't think that he's almost so much b'teira. He doesn't think it. He looks at his friend. He knows his friend. He knows exactly what he does. Yenin comes to Shir, he's better than him. Yenin writes a Chabura, he's better. Yenin is Rabbein, like him more. And it doesn't make sense to him. You know, he knows how much he's Amav, and he knows, could be he doesn't know, but sometimes I'm speaking to one that you know how much the other guy is Amav, yeah? You know that you could count it on one finger, yeah? And you don't understand. You've had bigger kashas. I want to tell you. The yesod of atzloch, I think Rav Shach said it, in Amolo Shel Torah, is emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person can be oimel yeimon v'layla b'Torah if he doesn't have emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the yesod of Torah is Amolo. And Amolo is to work hard, to be Amel. And this is the koyach of the Yitzhahore, to make it look that it's useless to work. It's not shaykh to work. It's very late. I want to finish. We'll speak about the Bezat Hashem next time more. Alamol, we mentioned the Maisif and Rabbi Kiva. I want to bring one chaylik now that is neged to what we spoke now. That Rabbi Kiva was Amaoretz, right? For 40 years he was Amaoretz. And and we said that he saw the water makes a hole in the stone. So Rabbi Kiva said, if the water can make a hole in the stone, Avada the Torah could go inside me. So we asked, you don't understand? So I'm telling you, all of you, the water could make a hole in the stone. No? So you become Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva was on Ma'oretz for 40 years. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Omar, Mi telli Talmid Chachem en Ashchenu kechamoich. Like a kelef, kechamoich, like the Gemara. She'ain truf, I hate it, Talmid Chachamim. He saw the water makes a hole in the stone, he became Rabbi Kiva. What was I have to see it? Today you can make a video how the water makes a hole in the stone. And try, instead of schools, you know, every kid comes into the class, make a water, makes a hole in the stone, and every battle will become a Talmid Chacham. So I mentioned that I heard once from Adam Gadol that Weisleis Rabbi Kiva wanted to learn Torah. He tried to learn very stark. He tried and he tried and he tried. Sinish gegangen. He was so stubborn, he was so stupid. He got so frustrated till he hated Talmid Chacham. But he wanted to learn. But when he saw the water could make a hole in the stone, he said, if the water could make a hole in the stone, it's a chance. So because he wanted to learn so much, so he managed to learn. So he learned again till he became Rabbi Kiva. So it's a lot of halakim to learn, let's speak a different time. I want to get to our chaylik. Put yourself in Rabbi Kiva's position. He's 40 years old, he's trying to learn, it doesn't go. He's so poor that he's laying in straw. Mora said, well, Eliyahu HaNavi came. Okay, we'll get to that chazal. Poor and stupid. Yeah. What could be worse in the world? Yeah? Poor and stupid. And he's 40 already, yeah? He doesn't know all of this. He looks around and he says, it's not fair. This guy is smart. This guy's father is rich. This guy has money. It's not fair. It's not fair. Just not fair. It's not fair. He works and he works. He becomes the Rabbi Kiva. 24,000 Talmidim. Derish Kisram Shel Oisiyas. He becomes the biggest. It's not fair. Who knows what is waiting for you? And then the other way around. Everything collapses. Everyone dies. He's left with 5 Talmidim. Everything is finished. The whole Mamlocha is over. And he has to stay Rabbi Kiva. Then they happen and they start to comb his bustle with metal forks. Misa Meshula. And again, Achiyot and Ishmosi Be'echot. This is the life that he passed. So he had nice moments and he had a lot of bad moments. It's not fair. We know Ashrech Rabbi Kiva. Mimetares Ravicha Shabashomai, Moses Rabbi Kiva, Eilik Rabbi Kiva, Avi Abay Satanoim, Moshe Rabbeinu says Tno Al Yodoi. But he had to work, he had to work. So when we're starting to prepare ourselves to Achon Kabbalah Satayre, the Yitzhahore has a koyach to show us everyone is better, Everyone is successful. We are not going. By us, it's not going. This is what he covers Rabbi Akiva's. Rabbi Akiva's are covered with that. But a person has to be Amar B'Torah. And when a person is Amar B'Torah, and he prepares himself, as Hashem will come to Shavuos, we'll get a little bigger.